DIY Charts, another online chart generator. In order to create a chart, you'll first need to create an account, which is a fairly painless process. Having done that, to create your first chart, you're offered a series of five steps, which is quite a helpful way of doing things. Step one involves choosing a template, and you get the kind of templates you'd commonly expect to find, like column and bar and pie charts. But you also get some more or less usual ones, perhaps. So radar charts, bubble charts are perhaps less useful, but I find them really useful. And there's also one or two really unusual ones, like pyramid charts, step line charts, candlestick charts. Maybe the statisticians among you will know what they're for. Step two involves the data. That's the most significant part of a graph. So you're offered a series of dummy data initially, in tabular form. You can increase the number of columns and increase the number of data series by adding rows. You can simply amend the data points that are already there, or you can import data as a CSV file. In addition, you're offered a quick edit button, and what that does is offer you a window which acts similar to perhaps a notepad or raw text editor. So each row is your data series, and each of your data points is separated by a comma. And that can be quite a quick way of getting all your data in. The third stage are the parameters for the graph itself. So that's how the chart that you're producing looks and feels, and includes the metadata like the labels and the legend and axis labels and so forth. Step four, you are required to add a description and give the chart a name, which is to do more in terms of the overall information that you provide with the chart to explain what it's all about. And you can choose whether or not it's public or private. The fifth and final step, perhaps the most important, is to save or publish your chart. And you can do that by saving to your hard drive as a bitmap, JPEG or PNG. You're also provided with the option to embed it into a website or a blog, so you're given an embed code. If your data has come from a web page, you can link back to it using a dynamic link. So that would mean that the chart you produced is constantly updated. That could be really useful. Finally, you get to produce five charts in the free version, and if you want any more, you'd need to pay for the premium one.